Back in session 11:40.
Right, you guys ready? Okay, we are back in session. I'm going to call the question on Mr. Watase's request for a contested case hearing.
I move to deny the request for a contested case hearing. We're dealing with allowing the Corps of Engineers access to state property and not to allow any access onto Mr. Watase's property, nor are we making a decision on the project itself. Just the studies that would be that are done in the course of due diligence for the project.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. That motion carries. The request is denied. We're going to go on to Mr. Jason Norris.
I'm sorry, I have nothing. I thought I was just signing in.
Okay, nothing to say. Justin gone?
Goo.
Goo, sorry. Nothing to add. Okay, is there any further public testimony on D6? Okay, if not, board members, somebody want to make a motion on D6? Sir?
I'll make a motion that we allow this entry. But I have a few other things to say about it, and I think I'll say them right now, and I don't repeat myself. My heart goes out to Mr. Watase. When government comes in to intrude on your life, and they tell you they're going to take your property, and then they come to us and tell, oh, this is only feasibility, that's not what they're telling the landowner. They're telling them to take your property, and this is his whole life's dream, for his kid, same like me, you know? So I think that this should be a message, the gentleman from the engineer, I don't blame you, but you tell the people who are running the show, they gotta use a little softer hands when they deal with us, local people. They can't come in here and hana'ino us and tell us they're gonna take our property and then come over here to us because we're the government and tell us only feasibility, because that don't sound the same to me. So, I think if you folks are a little kinder when you go around the neighborhood, you tell them the truth in the beginning, and we'll get a lot better reaction, because down the road, if things heat up like they seem to in this board, the problem gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and more people object until you get bogged down in litigation in state court, in First Circuit, and in the federal district court. And if you want this project to go forward because it has merit, that gets to be a problem. So,
yes, sir.
Word of caution only. Thank you.
So I'm going to take that as a motion to approve the staff submittal. Is there a second on that?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. All right, thank you very much. Okay, next we're going to go to D1.
D1 is a request that comes before the board every year. This is for the Dinosaur Beach Volleyball Tournament at Kalapaki Beach in Niue, Kauai. And this is a 3-day event in March from the 15th through the 17th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And the staff recommendation is not to charge rent because the applicant is a 501c3 entity, and it's also given us evidence of its budget for the event, and it's not a money maker. And so the staff recommendation is to authorize the right of entry to gratis.
Okay, questions, board members? No
questions? Yeah. The public would be able to go around the courts. You're not going to be back in the public, because I know that it's a well used beach by the public, and a lot of.
Just say your name for the record, please.
I'm Kavika Freitas. I represent HBVA, who applied for a permit.
Yeah, because I know a lot of my friends walk up and down the beach, exercise, so, you know, so long as you're not blocking their access.
Yep, yes, sir. No, there's no fences. It's just the nets and the courts. We do have some ball stoppers just so the balls aren't flying all over the place. But access is wide open, and we actually encourage the tourists and stuff to come watch and participate.
Okay.
Actually, I think you came before us
with the same permit again in the same time last year?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every year. This
and
is
that's the same question you asked, Paul.
And the same answer.
Just for the record, that's highly consistent, so that's good.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Anything else you want to add?
No.
Nope. Any public testimony? If not, is there a motion to approve the one as submitted?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I just wonder if we should do C3 first. C3, C4. Do I have a lot of questions on C3 and C4? Okay, I'm going to skip ahead then and ask for No, nobody. Okay. Okay. How about K3? You guys have questions? K2. We're going to do K2 is up next, but I'm just trying to clear people out if you don't have. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and do K2 then. Oh, nobody either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do the guy. Oh, he's walking out of the door.
No, it's parked.
He doesn't have any.
He has one.
What? I know, but we need a.
Start the staff.
Okay, the first staff person that comes in gets to go. All right, okay. Which one are you? Which one?
C1, C2.
Okay.
Yeah, we got Neighbor Island.
C3.
Okay, C3. Okay,
we have Neighbor Island.
No, I know. C3.
Good morning, Chair and Board members. David Penn for the Division of Forestry and Wildlife. C3 is a submittal for the Legacy Land Conservation Program. We previously came to you for approval of a grant award to the Alakahakai Trail Association for the purchase of a large property in Kau, the Waikapuna area. That grant was approved. The governor released the money. We do have a grant agreement in place with Alakahakai Trail Association. The County of Hawaii Open Space Fund is programmed to provide matching funds for this land acquisition. However, it recently came up that the county would like to possibly use a small footprint of the grant area. It says 25 acres in the submittal title. I think it's maybe closer to 30. And as a possible site for the Nalehu wastewater treatment plant, which is something the county has to do under orders from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. County of Hawaii is here. Trust for Public Land is here. Alakahakai Trail Association, the grantee, is here. And they can fill you in on any details. Basically, what we're asking is for the board's stamp of approval to amend the grant agreement and the terms of the grant award so that the conservation easement that would be held by the County of Hawaii initially would not include this 30-acre footprint for the wastewater treatment plant. If the county down the road is successful in putting the wastewater treatment plant there through all of its compliance and everything, at that point, the county could then subdivide that area out of the property and either purchase it in a friendly manner from Alakahakai Trail Association or hostily through a condemnation process and be able to proceed with its operations. And if it winds up that the wastewater treatment plant doesn't go there, then that footprint could be added back into the conservation easement. So it's somewhat easier to put that area into the conservation easement down the road than it is to take it out down the road. So that's why we're asking to make provisions to leave it out for now, depending on the outcome of this whole wastewater treatment plant.
Okay.
adventure.
I have a question for our council. He's saying it may be closer to 30 acres. The title of this says 25. Is that an issue, or are we close enough?
It says approximately 25.
It says approximately.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Close enough, yeah. Thank you.
Make it 20-something rather than 30.
Yeah. Can we put that?
Stan.
When I read this docket, the first thing I thought about was the wastewater treatment plant down in Kilkaha. Before the wastewater treatment plant went down, it was put in Kilkaha, right by Puhi Bay. We have all kind of glowing representation from everybody that this is a perfect place and it wasn't going to bother anybody. And then it went in and it started going. And it goes into the ocean in a pipe. And first thing happens is we have an earthquake. Pipe cracks, nobody knows. And three of my friends from Kilkaha, Maka'ala Rollins, Keahi Warfield, and Alan Young, they all get cancer when they're teenagers. And one of the three of them stays in Hilo Hospital 2 years. As a consequence. So if you have a wastewater treatment, Mauka, of an area as sensitive as this beach area is, the former Kulianas, it has water springs, all kind of old, very sensitive Hawaiian place. And this, if you look at the picture, not very far away. So to me, I'm not too concerned about what's in and what's out. I'm concerned that if the water treatment plant is going to be there and Kau has a shaker or, you know, a big one or a series of them, all I can tell you is in 1868 in Kau they had 4 days of earthquakes. And in the Kapapala area, the ground went up and down so much, all the cattle were there 1 minute. The next minute, all the cattle were buried, and it went on for 4 days. So I would like somebody to explain to me how we're going to avoid a problem of pollution into this very sensitive area if we're going to approve this. That's my problem.
Go ahead.
I'd like to bring up Mr. Pucharski from the County of Hawaii.
Sure.
Well, I'd like to hear from you.
Well, I think, I'm sorry, but the county is in a better position to answer that.
All right. I'll be happy to hear from them.
Good morning. My name is Bill Kucharski. I'm the director of the Department of Environmental Management for the County of Hawaii. One of the responsibilities of that office is wastewater and operation of wastewater treatment facilities for the county. In 2000, large capacity cesspools were banned by EPA, and in 2005 they were supposed to have been closed. There are three large capacity cesspools in Na'alehu. Currently, all of the waste that is coming out of Na'alehu community is being put into the ground with no treatment. Where it's going, no one knows, but they very rarely clog. So it's going somewhere, and it's going somewhere downhill. That's the only thing that I can say with certainty. We are under an administrative order of consent from EPA to close these cesspools by 2022 for Na'alehu. And so a wastewater treatment facility is necessary to comply with federal law. The location that we have in the treatment facility that is proposed to be put in there is what we call aerobic treatment ponds. And the water goes through, it's aerated, and the wastewater then goes into a subsurface, almost like a, what you would call an engineered wetlands, but it's not wetlands, and native plants would then come in and take up the water that is discharged into the ground. There is no discharge pipe per se, but there would be subsurface distribution of that water that and plant uptake would dispose of the majority of that water. As we take a look at the operation, we have to do HRS 343 EA on the location of the facility. Wherever we put a facility, that is required. And what we are asking in this property is that this is away, this is downwind from the community, it's away from the any as good as you can get with a sewage treatment plant, away from any of the operations of the town. Again, it's downwind from all the prevailing winds. We are of the 2,000 acres. When we finally complete it, if this is, if the EA is acceptable and everything is allowed to move forward, this would take around 14 to 15 acres for the physical plant. There would be, the only structures on there would be the lined ponds that would be used, and the headworks, the receiving facility, when the waste comes in and you separate out large solids and things. But that will be essentially the only structure there. And Michelle Sorensen is engineer from Brown and Caldwell, and she's put together a slide program, if we could indulge. If the board wishes, we can go through that to show what it looks like. And one small point, the ponds, the aerobic ponds, is a system that we have in Kona and right now in Kealakehe. And just an arcane fact, 95% of the endangered bird species that are sighted on the west side of Hawaii are sighted at the Kealakehe wastewater treatment facility. This is one of the few freshwater ponds that are available that is not chemically treated to keep it looking clean and pristine. And we have the Hawaiian coot, the Hawaiian stilt, and we've also now got the Hawaiian tern that has been sighted there at that facility. And this is the same kind of facility, except for the fact that that does not have the distribution going into native plant growth.
Are there any known cultural historic sites in this area?
There are some. As a matter of fact, if you take a look between the green areas in the bottom one, in between those two plantings is a historic wall. And we have accessed some prior historic cultural surveys there, and we have not found any in this area other than the wall, and we have preliminarily put the design so that structure would not be damaged and could be maintained. And
what kind of wall is it? Is it a cattle wall?
It's,
or is it a,
it's about a 4 foot.
Yeah, it's
about
good.
A 4 foot is wall that, and I can't tell you when it might have been built, but it wasn't built with any, there's no concrete in it. It's all just fitted. And there's other structures in other portions of the property.
Do you want to flip through this real fast?
Sure.
I'll let Michelle go through.
Sure. Yeah. Could we also bring up Keone Fox from Alakahakai Trail Association?
That would be good.
Who might be more familiar with that aspect of it.
Okay.
I'm Keone Fox with Alakahakai Trail Association. I'm a board member. I'm also a descendant of Ko'u.
Okay, so just to shortcut this a little bit, you don't have any issue with this?
I've been intimately involved with the county's due diligence over the years. They had proposed other locations where my family saw more of an impact to cultural and natural resources. One of their primary locations or preferred candidates originally was on the Makahiki grounds. They've since looked at other locations. They did come to us a few months ago with this proposal. My commitment is to protect and preserve the conservation values of the property. And I believe that that can be maintained in this area. They can work around the cultural sites and not impact the marine resources, which are about 4 miles away.
Okay, thank you. All right, anything else you want to flip through here?
Is that something that's relevant to the board in terms of, it's Michelle Sorensen. Bill said I'm with Brown & Cole, we're a consultant to the county, I'm an engineer. And I think that during the selection that has led us to the point of this site, we've looked at 32 sites in Na'alehu. We've been through iterations that Kim's got a longer history with this project than I do. But we've been through several siting locations. Recently went back, hit the books again, started from ground zero, did an overall site assessment. This site has come out as the preferred site, but we're early in the process and the environmental review process has not been completed yet. We've got this this opportunity where we've been able to speak with the existing landowner and then the landowner, the future landowner, and work with the objective here, which is to preserve the flexibility for the county to continue looking at this as a treatment site. And so this is the area of exclusion. I can answer any questions that you have in terms of the treatment process, the quality of water that's going to be going to the ground. But right now, you know, you've got untreated wastewater entering into the environment with associated public health concerns through the large capacity cesspools and the camp houses that are malka of this property. And you know, this installs wastewater treatment in Na'alehu, and I think in a really responsible, environmentally conscious way that's you know, considering where we are, the people of this place, and the place itself. And so we can flip through some of the slides.
Or can I shortcut this and say, it's amazing to me to see the county, the state, Trust for Public Land, and Alakahakai sitting together within striking distance, and nothing happening, right? Except that you're all here for this particular thing. So the question I would ask is, are you all okay with the recommendation that's before the board today?
For the county of Hawaii, yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Then for me, I wouldn't have to go through more details because we have them in our packet.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions?
I do. If this was denied, where else would you go?
Do you want to flip ahead to the site selection slide?
That comes after this?
It's a slide, keep going, that one. So if I can, is it okay if I stand with it?
No.
Right, okay. this actually is the 32 properties that we looked at and did a ranking. We looked at 21 criteria, went through a process.
Oh,
wow,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait, sorry. Sorry, I have to buy a pointer.
Almost
I'm a little nervous with the screen for that pointer.
That's a poke a hole right in there.
Wastewater treatment facility.
The screen is in
the proposed site here is this.
That is a bullet
this,
at the end of the stick.
I know, right? Like it's, okay, so the entire Waikapuna property is the green that's below the white outline there. And so that's the preferred one. The previous property that Keone was just speaking about is here, and anything that's shaded gray is a fatally flawed property. For some reason, we cannot continue with the investigation of that property, whether it's within 1,000 feet of the water well, whether it's got unknowable cultural sites on it, whether the slope is too steep for constructability, those types of issues. So all of those are shaded gray, and we're left with 11 viable sites. The number 2 and number 3 and number 4 sites are all malka, so 2, 3, and 4 are all uphill of Na'alehu itself, and so that requires a different type of pumping system. It's actually one of the those are the next preferred sites at this point, with the information that we have today.
So for for Keone then, when this grant was given by Legacy, was it with this wastewater treatment in the plan?
In our application, we did include a statement that it was a potential candidate. At the time, never would I have imagined that it could possibly be placed there. The county was pursuing another location.
Now on a Legacy land. With this in mind, how would the ranking have changed as far as giving money if you knew there was going to be a wastewater treatment plan?
Well, we did take this to the Legacy Land Conservation Commission before we came to the board. And that was, I believe, you know, part of the thinking and the discussion that we had. But the Legacy Land Conservation Commission recommended that we bring this to the board for approval.
Okay,
so I can't say how individual commissioners might have changed. That wasn't in our record.
It's one, you bring one thing to them, and now you want to amend with something else, and the money was given for a purpose, and now you're changing it after you're getting the money.
Right.
So I'm just wondering how Legacy Land wants to handle it. And they're saying come to the board.
Yeah, we went there first. They said, okay, it's okay with us. We were all there at the same meeting.
And they said it was okay.
Yeah.
Can I say, just I have had past experience with this site years ago, trying to figure out how to protect it. And the stuff you were really focusing on for protection was down by the shore. I mean, this upper shelf past the, whatever it is, 900-foot level or whatever, is old cattle pasture mostly. I mean, I don't know what it was before that, but I mean, if I were going to put something, this is where I would put it, and it's way up Malka towards the road, and it's in, from what I recall, it's pretty beat up land, at least from a natural resource perspective. I don't know about the cultural part, but you do, so.
I have some questions, but go ahead.
Yeah. Aloha, Laura Kakua from the Chess for Public Land. I just wanted to say that when we first heard that the county had changed its preferred location for the treatment plant and was now looking at Waikapuna as the number one site, potential site, we were very surprised, a little disappointed, because it's, as you know, hard enough to protect a piece of property without trying to figure out how a sewage treatment plant could affect it. But because we had been doing a lot of community outreach with Alakahakai Trail Association leading that, we had heard from the community not only about their support for the protection of Waikapuna, but also about other community issues, including this sewage treatment plant. And so we thought that it would be better of us to kind of zoom out and look at what's best for the community at large, and not only how can we achieve our one conservation goal with Waikapuna. So that's why we're all sitting here together today, is because in the comprehensive view of a healthy community, we think that there's a possibility for a win-win solution here.
Stan.
Here's my concerns. I really want to help protect the shoreline, and that's a major thing for us. I have really loved Bakuli friends, so went to heaven already, from Nalehu for many, many years. Margaret Danzel and Tommy Ishimaro are two of them. I know them for a really, really long time. So, and I've been down in this area. Akamai did a video of Mary Pukui down here on a chief in this area, and his part of his storytelling. And same area, right?
Same area.
Okay. So that's how precious it is. And I understand that this is a chicken and an egg thing, because you need the money to preserve the place, and you don't want the money, so somebody's going to grant the money to you, but then you're saddled with, oh, we might have some heva in the neighborhood, but maybe not too big. So the heva is the sewage plant. So the question is, what's the EIS for the sewage plant? That's one question. You haven't done an EIS for the sewage plant yet? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm not ready to vote yes on this if the sewage plant is there until I see the EIS. If the EIS gives a reasonable, clean bill of health for property Mackay of that, all right, including this area, I'm okay with it because we have too many people on earth and we can't change that. But if it's feasible without a lot of undue problems for the county, and I don't want the county to have to wait forever either because you folks are trying, I'd rather have some sewage treatment than none, the way we have now labeled, because we don't know where the water is going. And maybe the kids who are going surfing in that area, if the current goes the wrong way, along, what do you call it, the beach down there by where Abel, Louis folks go, that's a good surf place down there. We used to go surfing there many years ago, but it's kind of a far drive if you live in Hilo. But if the water is polluted, I'm not in favor of that either. And now it's not even being treated, so that's not a good thing at all. So what to do, I would like to see us take a look at those alternative sites. If they're reasonable alternatives, that we can attach them to this project, I would favor that. But I don't know whether the county has got far enough to assess the reasonableness of alternates 2, 3, and 4 at the present time. And so I asked that question. If you have information on that, I'd like to hear that.
Can I just add a little more information about timing to this? So the Trust for Public Land and the private landowner have a purchase agreement, and we've already extended that purchase agreement, and we're about to extend it again. And we are under a lot of pressure to close this project as soon as possible from the landowner. So the EIS process, as I understand, is going to take many, many more months, involve community outreach. And what we told the county is we cannot wait. We do not have approval from the private landowner to wait for that county process because we need to close the purchase as soon as possible. We were originally trying to actually close the purchase by the end of this month. So we're not going to make that deadline, but our second extension, they're not going to give us until this summer. So what we're trying to do is get our state and county approvals so that we can complete the purchase. And then, you know, it's really up to the county as to whether they succeed in going forward with community outreach, you know, in support of this and whatnot. So I think it's really just keeping the door open for the county to continue that process. But unfortunately, we can't, in our purchase agreement timeline to preserve this opportunity to protect Waikapuna, we cannot wait for them.
Go ahead. Yeah, relevant to this question.
Oh, yeah. One of the drivers for the recommendation, this application was actually ranked number one back during the grant cycle that it came up, was the threat of development. The landowner already has preliminary approval with the county for a number of lots, and so the fear is that if Trust for Public Land is not able to exercise this option agreement in a timely manner, the property will go up for sale on the open market. The lots will be created. The wastewater treatment plant will go there anyway, perhaps, if the county can make a deal with the current landowner or future landowner. So this is a time-sensitive situation that came up somewhat unexpectedly.
And the way this recommendation is written, it gives us, it allows for this to happen, right? It doesn't. If it doesn't happen because you go through the review process and you find another site, then it doesn't happen, and the acquisition still covers this area. But it provides that flexibility, and if you don't have that flexibility, you guys can condemn it anyway, right? You wouldn't do that, of course, without being friendly about it. But
just a point. We cannot come in. The county cannot purchase, cannot go into even a lease on property for this kind of development without having gone through an HRS 343 environmental review. If that review shows that there is a significant environmental impact from that development, we cannot purchase, we cannot build. So the question of whether, you know, is this going to go forward regardless? No, it will not. If this is only, and at 343, you can't make your final decision. You have a preferred site, you evaluate that. If that does not, if that shows a significant environmental impact, you can either go into an EIS or you go into an alternate site. And that's what would happen in this case. So this is not granting this property to the county. Nothing can happen to this property as far as the county is concerned until such time as an appropriate and HRS 343 process has been satisfactorily completed, showing that there is not a significant environmental impact. So this is just allows us to do that, but nothing can close until such time as the satisfactory environmental review has been processed.
And you folks are willing to give the money under those circumstances from the legacy land program?
Yeah, the legacy land money is already under contract with Alaka Hakai Trail Association. It's fully encumbered under the contract.
And they're okay with this contingency?
The commission is, yes, and the program is.
Right. Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
You know, I'm satisfied that whatever you end up doing is going to be environmentally better as far as ocean water quality. The people are not are pooping right now, and it goes into a big hole in the ground somewhere. And then you're gonna put it through a wastewater treatment plant. My question with Dave is just a little bit different, and I may have just misheard what you said. I thought you said that if the county uses a site, they have to buy a port, you know, and at that point the title would be Alakai Trail Association. Right. I thought you said that the money would go to Alakai Trail Association. That's not what you mean, right?
The grant money to purchase the property.
The
from
grant,
TDL
our grant, our money goes to them, yeah. And they purchase the property.
Right.
All right. The county, say it's a, just to give it a number. Say it's $1 million to buy this wastewater, the 30 acres or so that
right.
they need. This agreement says what about who gets that money?
We will come back to the board to approve that disposition.
Yes.
Because that's in the statute that the board
right.
has to approve any disposition of property that was purchased with the okay. Land Conservation Fund. And if the board approves, then we would go into the revenue sharing provisions of the grant agreement and the statute. Which if there's any sale of the property, then that portion of the net proceeds, which is proportional to the amount that we put into the total purchase of the property, that goes back to the Land Conservation Fund.
Okay, that's all I needed to
yeah.
hear. And the Ponk, County Ponk, would get its share back. And that's it for this.
I'm not sure how that works.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to assume that they go by common sense and that's how it's going to work. There's no other money in this, right? Is there other
private money?
No,
that's it.
The purchase
so, okay.
is just
so that's what I thought, and I'm okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
The the recommendation is that we delegate authority to the chair to make amendments to the conservation program grant agreement with Alakahakai. I heard you say that this comes back to the board.
Yes, the amendment to the grant agreement would just clean up the possibility of removing that 30-acre area, not having it be part of the conservation easement, because that was not in front of the commission and the board when the original decision was made. But down the road, if the county successfully goes through the environmental process and decides that it wants to put the treatment plant there and has an agreement with Alakahakai to do a transaction of that footprint area, then under the statute for legacy land, we'd have to come back to the board and get approval for that disposition of the property.
If the county comes back and says that the EIS fails at this site, then what?
Then part of the amendment we would put into the grant agreement would be that once the county is PAL and out of the situation, then that 30-acre area gets added to the conservation easement.
And so what further role does the county have in it then? If any? You folks are out of it.
Well, the county finance department would be the holder and manager of the conservation easement interest.
Okay, so is the county putting any money into this shoreline area?
Yes.
So what happens to that money? It goes in and is it going to come out again?
No, it's just similar to this. The state, it's a sister program, right, to the Legacy Land Commission. So state legacy and county PONC are putting in funds to allow us to purchase the land and restrict it with the conservation easement. So if the Department of Environmental Management, correct me if I'm wrong, decides that it is not going to pursue the treatment plant.
Yeah, what happens to that money?
It's already been used to purchase the land.
So you guys are not going to take it back?
It's not money.
It's going to be, the county money is still going to be pledged as part of the consideration to purchase it. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. I see that there's been discussion in the Hilo newspaper about this yesterday. And some of the concerns raised is the county council has got into this particular project a lot. And so if the county fathers and mothers say, oh, we want our money back because we got to, you know, we don't like how this thing has come out. We gave money on the assumption we're going to put the wastewater over there, and the wastewater doesn't pan out. That, what if they say that they want their money back? Do they have the authority to come and tell it we want our money back?
No. So when the county council approved our resolution to support the protection of Waikapuna, it was not contingent on the county getting a treatment plant out of the deal.
But was it contingent on the county giving money?
So they approved the county giving funds towards a conservation easement.
But they didn't know about the sewage treatment plant when they pledged that money. Is that correct?
I guess they knew what we knew, which was that the county was looking at properties in Na'alehu for the plant, and it was a possibility, but it was not the priority project at that time.
Go ahead. I think we're talking about two different pots of money right now, where the county is already putting the money to buy the property through their open space fund. Okay, that's in.
How much?
Forever.
How much?
$4 million.
Okay, that's in forever.
That's in forever.
I'm not a pot person,
okay.
But I believe so.
That's in forever. If we approve this and the county decides to use a portion of the site for the wastewater treatment plant, they gotta pay to get that piece of property, just like they would any other piece of property, okay? So that chunk of money is going to be reimbursed to the legacy land fund and to the county in proportion to how much is put in. That's the chunk of money that would have to come back.
My concern is, if it turns out that the county can't use that site, How do we stand with the county money-wise?
The $4 million is in.
Okay, the $4 million is in.
Yeah.
But is the county council going to pass a resolution say we want our money back?
No.
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 All right.
Okay.
The council has concerns about this. Go ahead.
Is there any other public testimony in this? Okay. All right. Are you done?
I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve this.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Mahalo.
So I think I'm going to ask for C4 while you guys are here. Yeah.
C4. Okay.
C4.
And we also have people here for C2 and C1. C1, I have to page them to come over.
Are they from outside?
Kona, yeah. Kona Historical Society.
I don't know how far we'll get.
Wow. Oh, yeah, C4 is good.
Okay, C4.
Okay, so C4 is a housekeeping item, which may be a little bit confusing and redundant. But when we're getting ready to close, particularly on the second transaction in this item, the encumbrance with Hi'ipaka Limited Liability Corporation to acquire land. This is in Waimea Valley at the entrance to the park area there on the left-hand side as you drive in. Small parcel connected with the Heva Heva line, and some of the representatives are here today with us. And the other property is the only other approved legacy land transaction for the island of Kauai. We only have one other property there so far. This is the second one with the Waipa Foundation for a small parcel behind their current operations that's in the riparian zone at Kalua Nono. And so when we went back to look at the approvals for this funding, we saw that it didn't quite line up with the auditor's expectations. We recently went through a performance audit with the state auditors. And so we already have contracts with each of these organizations. The money is already fully encumbered under the contract. But we just wanted to, in an abundance of caution, circle back around with the board to have these expenditures, you could call it reapproved, from the previous fiscal years so that we can move forward with closing the transactions. The Trust for Public Land is currently holding the Waimea Valley property. They purchased it, I think, a couple of years ago and are holding it until the rest of the deal can come together. There's also City and County of Honolulu money in that transaction, similar to the similar county program to the one we just talked about for Hawaii County. The Kalua Nono is also expecting matching funds from the county of Kauai, which also has a similar parallel program. But that's the short story on this one. When we went back and looked at the specific language of the previous board submittals and approvals, it could be interpreted to be limited to a specific fiscal year of funding. Now we have encumbered the funding, which is not exactly in the way that the board approved the last time around. So we came back to seek to clean that up.
Okay, questions, board members? Any public testimony on this? If not, is there a motion to approve C4?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All
And I hope that the auditors are satisfied with this.
We'll know in about 2 years.
Okay. So you have others that people are here for?
Yes, but the Kona person is working on a grant application over at the library. I'd have to call her to come over.
Okay, I think maybe...
And the other one is very quick. C1. C1.
C1.
Yeah.
But is there somebody here for it?
Kurt was here earlier, but...
A member of the public. A member of the public?
Oh, no.
Okay, so why don't we do C1 and C2 maybe after lunch?
Okay.
And so then do you guys want to do K1 or do you need a lunch break? What do you want to do?
I'm happy to roll.
Which one are you here for?
We just approved it.
Oh. Okay, you guys, you want to continue? Or do you want to eat?
I'm old. Which
okay.
Which one are you talking about?
Mauna Kea is left.
Okay,
and then
let's
we have a legacy land with which folks here. Or there no there are or D something, right?
We have County of Hawaii. We have the
Mauna Kea. These folks that are
okay,
there for
okay, who is here for anything other than K1?
K3,
which
like Halakla.
Sorry, K.
K3.
You're K. K3. You guys okay waiting till after lunch?
I'd like to eat lunch.
Sam just went to grab his binder.
I think we should just eat lunch. Yeah. Okay. We're gonna take a lunch break. We'll come back at 1. Lunch break. 1 o'clock.
We'll
come back.
Huh? We're gonna
take a lunch break.
I'm just kidding.
Probably sometime. 12:32, break for lunch.